Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. And the intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get an excerpt free, the first six chapters free, on my website, www.karencan.com. And you just need to put your name and email address in. I will send you the link to download the free excerpt of my book. And you will also actually receive five online classes, free online classes, part of my Fast Track Your Healing program, just so we can connect and get you, you know, learning how to heal yourself. Now, today's program is very special because I don't often have programs which speak mostly to the men. I say mostly for a reason, but because some women may very well want to listen to this program as well. So I'm excited about this. There is a fairly new product that was recently launched with the company LifeWave. I'm a distributor in this company. I really love their patching products and a big fan of, you know, the whole energy-based healing modalities and healing tools that support our self-healing. But this particular product that just came out recently is called Maverick, and it's for men. It's for male enhancement. So I asked the director of LifeWave, the medical director, who is a medical doctor and has been board certified in the past in neurology and psychiatry, and has been over 30 years in practice and about 31 years in the field of nutrition, Dr. Stephen Haltiwanger, because he's the one that helped formulate this particular supplement. There's a lot of other supplements out there on the market, so I wanted to pick Dr. Steve's brain, like, okay, so what's so great about this one? Like, what's different from, you know, other things that we can find on the market for a male enhancement? Exactly what is it supposed to do? So welcome, Dr. Steve.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I want you to tell us your story a little bit about how does a board-certified neurologist and psychiatrist get into clinical nutrition? It sounds kind of a strange, you know, bend in your career here.
Well, when I was a neurology intern, I was taking care of the personal patient of the chairman of the Department of Neurology at the medical school, and he'd been wheelchair-bound for 7 years with
wow.
No bowel or bladder control. And he came in because he had an indwelling catheter, so he had a kidney infection. And this is back when you kept somebody in the hospital for 7 or 8 weeks. And this is a medical school. And he had very bad blood infection called sepsis. And we were using IV antibiotics. So anyway, I don't want to tie the whole story up on this. But basically, I evaluated him. Being an intern, you get real compulsive. And so you look over all the old records. And I did a blood smear, but I actually looked at it myself because I'd done pathology a year of pathology, and I noticed none of his red cells were normal. They were either too small or too large. It was not one normal cell. Anyway, I did a B12 level. It was borderline low, but it was in normal range. So I really shouldn't have given him B12, but I said, well, I'm going to give him some anyway. And I gave him a shot of B12, and one or two days later, he said, "Doc, what's that red stuff?" I said, B12. He said, "That's the first time you people have given me anything in 8 years that made me feel better." So I gave him another shot. So I wound up giving him a shot every day for about 3 weeks. And then I stopped it because I thought I was going to kill him with B12. I didn't know much about nutrition, so we didn't really get any training in medical school. And he had a big argument with me, and so I decided to give it to him every other day. And anyways, blood's panel started looking better, his immune system improving, his infection started clearing, so we weren't really concerned we were doing any bad things. And sometime during the 7th week, I went in to see him one morning, and he said, stand over by the door, and he got up and started walking out of his wheelchair.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
7 years. And what we had done is we had repaired what's called a demyelination syndrome of the spinal cord. Now, this is way before they had MRIs available and stuff like that. So he started walking, and he continued to improve. on a daily basis. Neurological function returned, and I, what really highlighted the story is this, he was a very wealthy individual, and his family would come in and see him every Sunday. They lived like 300 miles away, and we had him down in the lobby, and his wife and two beautiful daughters came walking in through the lobby, and he was sitting over, it's about, you know, 40 yards away, it's a big lobby, and he got up and started walking to them, and they freaked out.
Wow, what a great story. Oh, that must have felt awesome.
It was, and it's a longer story than I have time for on the radio interview, but the bottom line is it got me interested in vitamins, and then later we had a person who was diagnosed with schizophrenia in the hospital for a year. He was a very violent individual, and we tried him on like 12 or 14 medications over a year's time. Nothing worked. And finally we did some mineral levels, found he had almost no zinc. I mean, the zinc level was just borderline, extremely low. We put him on a zinc tablet, and within 6 weeks, he had stopped hallucinating and stopped being confused and stopped being agitated. And we were able to discharge him in the hospital 8 weeks after we got him on the zinc with none of the psychiatric symptoms and neurological symptoms he had prior to that. So that was very powerful, too. Just a, you know, basically
oh, yeah.
$5 worth of zinc got this guy back on his feet. As far as his brain function was going, and he was no longer hallucinating and violent.
Huh, that's fantastic. Well, what made you decide, or you and David decide that you know to create Maverick, the male enhancement supplement?
Well, we wanted to develop a male product that would promote testosterone production in healthy people. We can't claim that it's going to treat an unhealthy person, that goes against federal rules. So we basically claim in a healthy person. So it's interesting, by the time a person reaches 30, about one-fourth of them have low testosterone. So it's not an unusual problem in men because of stress, diet, toxins. Many people have low testosterone by the time they're 30, and when you start getting 35 and 40, the ratio goes significantly higher. So there's a real need for a product that supports the ability of the body to balance itself as far as its hormones in men and improve, you know, their sexual performance. We've done a lot of preliminary work and doing some studies now. We found that it increases desire. We found that it increases sexual activity. So all these things have been really positive so far. And what I'm really excited about it is when you use it with Theta 1, which is one of our products that has arginine in it and other components, arginine has a nitric oxide effect. And we did a Theta 1 study called Core Essentials. And what we found is that nitric oxide improved in 100% of the people that we tested.
100%?
Yeah, everybody improved their nitric oxide response over a period of 30 days. So it was really very positive. So nitric oxide is important in erectile function. So when you combine the Core Essentials and the Maverick, you really get a real benefit. Now, we couldn't put arginine in the Maverick because you got to use, you know, 3 grams or more, 33 grams to 3.5 grams a day, and you'd wind up being taking, you know, 12, 15 pills a day if you wanted to do all that. So that's why we put it in the Theta 1 or Core Essentials product.
Ah, I see. Oh, that makes more sense now. Okay. Well, and some of the ingredients that are in the Maverick, and you can maybe go through some of those, I've recognized from the Chinese medicine. Now, I'm not an herbalist, so I'm not an expert in that, but I do recognize some of the ingredients that people have used in the past for supporting kidneys and adrenal function. So maybe you can talk about those ingredients and what's different about this product versus, say, going to the Chinese doctor and getting herbal pills.
Well, first off, we used extracts. These are the concentrated components that are active. And if you go to many herbals, they put the name of the compound, like stinging nettles or ginseng, and what they just use is the powdered material of the herb, and they can claim that, you know, we have this herb in the product. But, you know, for example, we use red panax ginseng at 7% extract. And almost all products that are in the male enhancement or ginseng formulas use a 2% extract. And so ours is equivalent to like 2,000 milligrams of other ginseng products. I mean, so it's a much more powerful ginseng component than what you would get if you just picked up a bottle that said ginseng, powdered root or just a ginseng extract, which is 2%. So that's a really big start. And we did the same thing with all the others. Nettle root extract, we used that. We used suma root extract. We used olive leaf extract. So we didn't use the powdered herbs. We used the extract of the herbs. And that, I'm saying herbs because I'm from South Georgia. So
or Canada. Okay, so you're saying that the extracts are much more potent than the powders, and in addition to that, the quality of the extract is much more concentrated in what we're using in the Maverick than what you would just get over the counter.
Right. You know, the issue is you get what you pay for. And, you know, if you're just looking for – a lot of times people – I'll give you an example. When I had my medical practice, I had a nutritional pharmacy in the back. I had like $80,000 worth of products. And I sold the products for the cost that it cost me to get them. I wasn't trying to make any money off my patients. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that one would cost a little bit more. So what somebody would go is they'd buy the product and they'd go to Walmart or one of the, you know, chain stores and they'd look for something and they would buy it because it would be $2 or $3 cheaper. And they say, this isn't working for me. And I said, well, it's because you're not using the same thing. I'm using high-quality ingredients that I buy wholesale at a doctor's price that are, you know, scientifically formulated, and you're just buying something that somebody put a name on a label.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
For example, if you go buy a regular vitamin mineral supplement, almost all of them have magnesium oxide on them. So they have magnesium, you know, 1,000 milligrams of magnesium. But what they don't realize is only like 8% absorbed. So you're only getting like 80 milligrams of magnesium when you need 400 milligrams.
Right. I have that conversation all the time with people that they just, you know, they just go to the store. If you want a laxative, that's okay. You know, you can use magnesium oxide. But it won't get necessarily in your cells. Now, I understand that is the Maverick up for being patented or something like that?
It's patent pending. We did get a patent on the Theta 1, the Core Essentials product. That's already been patented. And we have others. We have like 32 patent pending applications for different things in our product line. So we have a very extensive and aggressive patenting program. And we spend hundreds of thousands a year applying for patents because patent attorneys are very expensive.
I'm sure. Well, why is the company patenting this particular formula?
Well, because it's basically a unique combination. I mean, you know, you can get these other compounds, and if you look at it, you can buy ginseng at a high concentration, and you buy these other things, but you're going to wind up paying more money if you try to duplicate this on retail products because you've got to get everything together. And so what we tried to do was we did a scientific review. I spent several weeks doing nothing but looking up literature on, and that's a lot of time, to be honest with you. And I looked through hundreds and hundreds of papers looking at what components work together, you know, looking at toxicity, looking at safety before we put this product together. And so, you know, we not only have the herbs in it, but we also have some vitamins and minerals in it. And those are also very important to get the beneficial effect because, you know, selenium and zinc, for example, are very important in hormonal balancing. And, you know, we wanted to make sure those were included.
Yeah, I was actually impressed with that when I looked at the ingredient list. I'm like, oh, somebody did their homework. That is awesome. And I know, I mean, you read voraciously much faster than me, and thank goodness it's you doing all that research and not me because, I'd probably fall asleep. So thank you for doing that.
Well, when I had my medical practice, I was lucky if I could read 30 minutes to an hour a day on looking up stuff because I was working 15-hour days.
Right.
Now that I do research, I get paid to spend all day long looking stuff up. So I can spend 6 or 8 hours a week on one project. And so my depth of knowledge is much broader than it was when I had my practice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. Now, what can someone expect, man, obviously, from taking the product? What kind of symptoms would they be having to know to take it, and what kind of results have you been seeing in your test subjects?
Well, if you have a less than normal sexual desire, that would certainly be. Or if you feel like, you know, you would like to have a better, I'm going to use the word erections, that might be another reason, you know, if you want to strengthen them. But one thing we've noticed with this is people have more energy and they sleep better. So these are two important things. And we found that, and research shows, if you don't sleep properly, your testosterone level goes down right there.
Right.
If you're getting less than normal optimal sleep, you have a stress on your entire endocrine system, and you don't produce your testosterone. And that was kind of a surprise for us to see the effect on sleep. So that was an interesting thing, but that's what people are claiming or reporting. We've had an increased sexual number of people are reporting that they, you know, are more sexually active. So these are the types of things that we're looking for. Now, interestingly, we have a unique delivery system in this. So we use enzymes in the product that actually support the – when you take an herbal product or an extract, you're looking at plant material that has cellulose in it.
Right.
And so what happens is that this is called a cell wall. And the body doesn't have an enzyme called cellulase to break it down. So many times – people take herbal extracts, they get no benefit whatsoever because they could not break the material down to get the absorption of the active ingredients. So what we've done is we used extracts, but we also use enzymes to break the herbal walls down, and that can increase, according to the research we reviewed, up to 4 times the delivery.
Oh, that's why the enzymes are there. Okay.
Yeah, there's other ways you can do it, too. But that's the one we've chosen right now.
Oh, that's great. Well, enzymes are good for a whole bunch of other things, but that I was very curious when I saw that in the ingredient list. Neat. Now, what's the dose for the average male, and are there any contraindications to taking it,
well,
like people that shouldn't take it?
The average person should take about 4 tablets a day. Now, you're going to have some people that will have issues with digestion or weak stomachs, and so some people will have a little stomach irritation. It's not very often, but it does occur occasionally. And so these people, we recommend starting, if you have an issue, you say your stomach's a little upset, reduce the dose to 2 a day.
Mm.
And then stay on that for a while, then try 4. If you can't go past 2, then stay on 2. So gastrointestinal discomfort is an occasional problem that we've seen in a few people. Now, we've had tens of thousands of people using the product, and we've only had a handful of cases of people reporting a problem of upsetting their stomach. So it's not a common thing, but that's an issue. If you have any medical issues or on medication, we do recommend you consult with your doctor prior to taking the product. So that would be just a wise decision to make if you're trying to add compounds, you know, on top of medications like antihypertensives, for example. You don't want to have any issues with too low or too high blood pressure, because herbs will change the absorption and activity of some medications. So we tried to choose ones that did not have a lot of reactivity to medications, but there's so many medicines out there that it's impossible to completely eliminate any possible interaction.
Right, yeah, that's smart. And I know that unlike the patches where nothing goes into the body, it's purely energetic, this is actually a supplement. So I think people who are on medications do need to consult their doctor. And the doctor, and even, you know, online you can check for interactions too. There are some websites that actually help you check for interactions between medications. But you should always, you know, check with your doctor first if you're on doctor-prescribed medication. So that's
yes.
Very smart advice. And well, obviously, children shouldn't be using it, right?
Well, yeah, we don't recommend children use it or women use it, although some women do. But, you know, it's not our recommendation.
Okay. Now, do you have any young men on it by any chance?
Yeah, we have lots of people. You have to be over 18 to use these products. And,
okay.
You know, we don't have a breakdown on how young people are. But, you know, I would say the average person is probably going to be between 30 and 50. You know, people that are really concerned, that are, you know, I think it could benefit pretty much any male over 30, although sometimes you'll see low testosterone in men in their early 20s.
Right, I just read a book about that called The Survival of the Unfittest by Pam Killeen. She's a nutritionist, and she talks about, you know, the diet and what we've been doing to ourselves, especially you know, young men, and what we've been telling people to eat, which is inappropriate and causing all sorts of fertility issues. So,
yeah,
she's seeing people, young people, with dysfunction in sexuality.
Well, I give you an example. The average sperm count in men is like 50% lower than it was 100 years ago.
Right, right. Yep, she mentions that in the book.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, if this continues, at some point, we might be extinct.
Mm-hmm. Kind of scary thought.
I hope it stabilizes out at some floor at some point, but you know, our entire environment is loaded with poisons and toxins and the air, food, and water, and you know, you just really can't get away from it, and also electromagnetic radiation. So the herbs we have are designed. Several of them are adaptogens. They basically are designed to support and rebalance the body. For example, the suma root is also known as Brazilian ginseng.
Mm.
And it also supports, you know, hormonal balancing, as does the other components of the nettle and the olive leaf extract and the red panax ginseng. But suma also improves protein synthesis. So actually, if you're working out, you may actually put on muscle faster.
Ooh, very cool. I did not know that. That's really neat. Now, do you have any studies on, like, testosterone blood levels or anything like that? I mean, somebody might ask that.
We're working on that right now, so I can't report anything. You know, right now there have been a number of people that have done studies on the individual components of the dosages that we have in it and found that they support testosterone. So right now we're going with that. Suma actually was used by the Russian Olympic team for a long time. I don't know if they still do, because of the beneficial anabolic effects that it has without, you know, getting into dangerous steroids. However, if you are an athlete and you're under drug screening, I would not recommend you use Prep Maverick, because it does not have any drugs that are on the on the prohibited list. But the way they do the tests, the Suma has a hormonal-like effect, an anabolic hormonal-like effect, so it actually has what's called a false positive.
Hmm.
It's just because the test cannot distinguish between an approved and unapproved compound, and so it just kind of it picks it up every now and then. So you know, if you're a professional athlete or under drug screening, you really need to not use a product, because you could actually have a positive on your drug screen, even though you're not in a prohibited substance.
Okay. Well, and you talking about muscle building, my understanding is the Theta-1 in the Core Essentials also enhances lean muscle mass, yes?
That's what it's designed to do, so that's why we recommend you use these compounds. You know, if you have the ability and the money to do that, we recommend they use together, because they work hand in glove.
Mm.
You know, one thing I've tried to do is recognize you can't put everything in one product.
Right.
You know, if I was designing a product for a person that covered brain trauma, for example, I'm one of the things I've done is worked a lot with brain trauma and recovering people from head injuries. And there's like 12 compounds you need to take to really recover. The problem is it takes like 60 capsules to get everything in.
Wow.
So, you know, if you wanted to put everything in, you know, you give somebody a bottle of 360 capsules, and 6 days later they got to buy another bottle.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure people would want to do that.
No, they don't. But, you know, if somebody's recovering from a head injury and you give them a a formula that has found I found to work in my practice, and I recovered a young man that had a really serious head injury. They didn't expect him to live, and 2 years later, he graduated with an engineering degree.
2 years later, oh my gosh, that's great! Oh, another great story.
Yeah, and my daughter, for example, I had a serious head injury. She was neurosurgically evacuated. She was evacuated by helicopter to a neurosurgical intensive care unit with a serious head injury.
Mm.
And I was able to get into the hospital at her bedside and talk to the neurosurgeon, and he allowed me to start a nutritional program while she was in intensive care. I explained what I did and who I was, and he brought him a stack of papers. He said, go for it. Anyway, she just graduated with a 4.0.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Woo! Lucky her.
She had you. Well, that's just two fantastic examples, but many, many other examples.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised that Theta Mind was the first one that came out, since given your expertise in the brain area.
That's one of my favorites, because, I mean, it's like people can use it to wake up instead of having to take a cup of coffee. You can drink this, and you just kind of feel alert, mentally clear, and you're not having any adverse, or you don't have the stimulant effect of caffeine, but you feel better. And a lot of people report that they're mentally clearer.
Right. Well, and it's for a lot of people, it's right away. It's pretty quick. They could go from a state of kind of brain foggy and out of it to just feeling sharp. People have told me that they just, like, visually, they look around, they're like, wow, everything looks like in high def all of a sudden, which is very interesting.
What I designed was I look at, when I design a product, I'm looking at supporting a major system of the body. One of the systems might be mitochondrial function or energy production. So if you start using, like, Theta Fuel and Theta Mind together, you'll wind up with supporting your mitochondrial function. And what happens is when you increase energy production at a cellular level, that's like getting cash flow into a business. You can do a lot of things when you improve the cash flow. So let's say you increase your cash flow by 100%. All of a sudden, now you can do things that you never could do before. And so the things happen when you're starting to improve the body's and brain's ability, for example, or heart's ability to make energy. You really improve the ability to the organs to function back to their normal state.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like that Chinese medicine that we talk about, the qi, the energy. So supporting that battery, that energy, the qi flow, everything starts to work better. So about the Maverick, do you feel like how would you recommend? If someone started taking it, they might ask, how long should I take it? Do I, will I need it forever? These are some sort of, common questions that we get. Do you have an answer for that?
I don't think you want to take anything forever. What I would recommend people do is they start on the product and they give it 4 to 6 months to see how they're doing.
Okay.
And then they try off of it and see if there's a difference. And a lot of people with these products that we have will try them for a couple of months and they get off of them and they go, I'm not feeling as well as I was. So you got to pay attention. You got to remember what you stopped. Because then you go back to your state you were before, and then you get back on it, you can tell the difference. That's when you know you need it. And that's what I used to do with people in my practice. And I put them on a compound, and I'd say, let's try this for a while. And they would take it for, 2 or 3 to 6 months. And then they would say, oh, Doc, I'm taking too many pills. I want to get off. And so we'd take stuff off. And then we'd reevaluate how they're doing. I would make what I call a symptom list,
mm-hmm.
what are the symptoms that they have, how do they change? And I had one guy came in one day, and he was on he had 37 things that I was monitoring, symptoms in his body. And he comes in and says, Doc, I don't think I'm doing any better on the compounds. And I went through, and he had improved on 28 of them. you may not be paying attention, but I am.
Right.
Yeah, I brought it just to attention. He goes, you're right. I noticed that, yeah, that's better and that's better. And all of a sudden, Doc, I am doing better. But he was just oblivious to his change.
I've seen that. Oh, yeah. So within the 30 days, do you think someone would feel a difference on the Maverick?
I would think so, yes.
Okay. Oh, that's great, because there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so that'd be cool. Well, Dr. Halsey-Wenger, our time is all up. Thank you so much for being on the show today and talking about Maverick, LifeWave Maverick, the new male enhancement for men. So thanks, everyone, for listening in. Bye for now.